Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Montgomery County detectives are investigating Tuesday night's crash in Limerick that killed three teenagers and seriously injured another. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
The Montgomery County DA's office says 17-year-olds Gabrielle Cooper, Nasir Yauch, and Sanaya Nuswan were killed in a crash on Ridge Pike near Turtle Creek Golf Course around 9:15 p.m. A 15-year-old was seriously injured. The office says around 9 p.m., Limerick Township police were called to the target at Township Line Road and Ridge Pike. Police tried to stop a car believed to be involved in that theft, but the car sped off and crashed on Ridge Pike about a mile and a half west of target. O&J Roberts School District sent a message to its community saying two current students and a former student were killed in a crash, and another was seriously injured. The message says grief counselors are available through the school. The crash comes just days before O&J Roberts' graduation ceremony is scheduled for Friday. The crash remains under investigation by Montgomery County detectives. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9. FM.
Pennsylvania is suing the USDA for breaking a $13 million contract that connects farms and food banks across the Commonwealth, providing food for the hungry and income for farmers. Governor Josh Shapiro announcing the lawsuit at a Philadelphia food bank warehouse. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports.
Governor Josh Shapiro is again suing Donald Trump's USDA with the goal of keeping money flowing to farmers and food going to the needy.
In December, the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture signed a three-year contract with the United States Department of Agriculture. That contract stated that the federal government would pay Pennsylvania farmers $13 million over those 3 years so they could continue to supply our food banks in Pennsylvania.
The program funds 10 to 15% of the budget for 189 Pennsylvania farms. Julie McCabe runs Pennypack Farm in Horsham.
It supports farms, reduces food waste, and makes sure that everyone has access to healthy, fresh-grown food right here in Pennsylvania.
The USDA announced on March 7th that they were canceling funding for the program because it doesn't align with agency priorities.
That decision ripped away critical funding from 189 farms across Pennsylvania and made it harder to feed hungry people here in southeastern Pennsylvania.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia renters would like city council to enact more protections from bad landlords. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Grassroots organization 1PA says a council committee acted on just one measure in the Safe Healthy Homes campaign. That one establishes a fund for renters to relocate while their homes are being repaired. But the measures that hold negligent landlords accountable for failing to repair their properties and for retaliating against tenants who file complaints were held for review until the fall. Kara Trattner is leading lead organizer with One PA and Renters United Philadelphia.
This is a common sense change that needs to happen and that renters have been pushing for years now. And we were really happy to see that city council members supported adding funding for LNI's budget this year.
That's $10 million to be exact, to start a proactive inspection program. Philly renter Melissa Montz also says renters cannot afford to go unprotected. She herself says her apartment was infested with mice and roaches, which went unaddressed and caused her to be hospitalized.
I complained, and nothing was done. I did start withholding my rent.
They want the committee to keep its word and act on the protection measures in the fall. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Well, he really is the Villanova Pope. Pope Leo yesterday donning a baseball hat emblazoned with a Villanova V. Social media video shows the Pope and the audience at the Vatican react with surprise and delight to the gift. It happened as the 1977 Villanova grad welcomed the National Italian-American Foundation for its 50th anniversary. Joe Del Rasso, one of its members, is a fellow Nova alum who handed the hat to the Pope. Leo removes his white skull cap, the Zucchetto, and smiles wide as he puts on the white ball cap with the logo of his alma mater. And that's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.